All right. Good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit in Hilchos Shabbos that we started after Yom Tov, so we're going in the Kitzur in Siman Ayin Beis. So the Kitzur, before he gets into all of the halachos concerning Shabbos, gives us a bit of spiritual preparation for Shabbos. So we're now in Siman Ayin Beis Sif Hei. Mitzvah al kol adam sha'afa pi sheyesh lo kam misharsin. So it is a mitzvah upon every person, even if a person has a lot of servants. Mikom akom, ya'aseh gam hu ba'atzmo eizo dover l'chavad Shabbos kidei l'chavdo. Even if a person has many people who work for him, a person has a household staff. I mean, who doesn't? Right? The person has a household staff. So even so, a person should go ahead and make sure to at least take care of something for Shabbos by themselves. Kidematzino ba'amaroim, the Gemara brings precedent for this. Rav Chista hayim mechatech asayerek dak dak. Rav Chista used to make the salad. He used to go ahead and chop up the vegetables in a very fine fashion. Rabba v'Rav Yosef hayim avakim. Eitzin Rabba and Rav Yosef used to chop wood in order to light the fire, in order to go ahead and cook. Rav Zera hayim adlik es ha'ish. Rav Zera used to light the fire for cooking. Rav Nachman hayim etakin es ha'bayis. Rav Nachman used to clean the house. Umachnis kilim atzichim l'shabbis mefan l'klichol. He would bring in the Shabbos utensils and remove the weekday utensils. Umehem yilmold kol adam, and from their example, every person should learn. V'lo yomar lo efkom bichvodi. Person should never say, you know, I would help out with Shabbos, but it's beneath my dignity, right? Me sweep, me clean, me do this, me cook, me light the fire. No, that's it's poking my covet. It's beneath my station. Again, if it was good enough for the Tanam and Amoraim, it's certainly good enough for us. Kizehu Kvodo Shumechabit es Hashabbos, which, by the way, teaches us an incredible lesson that sometimes, you know, when something is, it's like lahavdil, like a parent brings a child into this world. So there's no parent that says, you know, changing a diaper is beneath me. At least with your first child, maybe the second, third changes a little bit, but no one says it's beneath me. Why? Because when you love something, taking care even of the smallest details is considered to be something beautiful, something magnificent. So writes the Kitzur, one of the ways in which we show that Shabbos is important to us is that we busy ourselves, we roll up our sleeves, and we take care even of the smallest details. And by being attentive to those smallest details, ultimately that shows the importance that Shabbos has to us. Rabbi Chanan given Akash, Omer Shabbos, Luzako, Zes Yisrael, Leficha, Chirban, Tamisa, Shnei, Amadinech, Vizman, Tzidko, Yagdot, Rav Yadir.